nothing we can do?
Nothing, except go and die along with them.
She might come back to her dead cub as soon as she's finished the butchery. The sooner we find an alternative way out of here, the better.
The path wound around the side of the cliff, becoming markedly more narrow. As Ryan, in the lead, reached the sharp turn, the wind increased, blowing white-out snow into his face and eye, blinding him.
Shit!
Trader was following right at Ryan's heels and bumped into him when he suddenly stopped, knocking him a couple of clumsy steps forward.
Whoa!
Ryan's left foot slithered on a patch of ice, and his right foot landed on nothing. With a violent contortion that nearly pulled muscles in his back and shoulders, Ryan spun on his left foot, the sole of his combat boot whispering on the ice, teetering on the brink, his vision and brain filled with a tumbling, swirling whiteness.
I got you, buddy!
Ryan felt a tug on the strap of the Steyr across his shoulder, pulling him back from the endless fall to the invisible crags below him.
You people gotta be more careful!
Ryan dropped to his knees and tried to see if there was any way across the divide. But a rock slip had carved a slice out of the granite, clean as a razor cut, taking away the path as far as he could make out.
No! No chance at all! We go back!
Ryan, Trader, and Gibson returned as far as the corpse of the young grizzly, now dusted with fresh snow.
Mama's coming!
Let's go hide back along the path! She might not scent us!
No fucking way, Jose! If she comes after us, we're in a single file! We can't shoot back! She'd swat us off like flies!
What about the cave?
Ryan considered the question. The massive muty bear was lumbering ever closer and would be on top of them in a matter of seconds.
Good idea. I'll go in the cave. You each take a side. Chances are she won't spot you if I draw her attention. As soon as she's real close, open up on her with everything you got.
How about...
There's no time for anything else!
Ryan turned and ran past the dead cub into the cave. He could see enough to realize that he'd made the right decision, even though there wasn't enough room in the cave for all three of them to fight the grizzly. At the back, Ryan could see a wall of blank rock, water seeping across it, shining in the pale glow from outside. There was a pile of crushed bones in one corner. The urine stench of the animals was overlaid by rotting meat and offal. Ryan crouched, drawing the Sig Sauer and laying it on the damp stone, bringing the Steyr to his shoulder, his fingers settling lightly on the trigger. Outside, he was conscious only of a wall of unbroken white, which made him realize that there was a fundamental weakness in his plan. From where he was crouching, he couldn't judge the arrival of the giant grizzly. Thus, he wouldn't be able to distract it and lure it past the guns of the others. Ryan scooped up the Sig Sauer in his left hand and darted to the entrance of the cave. Peering into the windswept waste, he was just aware of Trader on his left side, flattened against the rock, Armalite at his shoulder. But the snow was too thick for him to see the woman. Then the she-bear was there, so huge that it blotted out what light remained. Ryan found himself staring into the bear's small eyes, mesmerized by the blood-clotted muzzle, the great curved teeth that were still gripping the neck, head, and shoulders of the Sekhman named Brunner. Below the chest were only strings of muscle and ragged tendons, the flapping of part of the wretched man's lungs, and the white of splintered ribs. Ryan fired, off balance and left-handed. The bear opened her jaws, dropping the poor remains of the dead man. For a moment, the grizzly started to rise onto her back legs, then changed her mind as her attention was caught by the figure of Ryan, crouched just outside her own den. Ryan backed into the cave, making sure the animal was following him. His feet slipped on a patch of frozen urine, and he nearly went over on his back, but he managed to fight for balance.
Come on, you bastard!
Ryan opened fire with a Steyr, shooting from his hip, as well as pumping lead from his handgun. From the mouth of the cave, Trader's Armalite and the lighter pecking of the woman's 22 opened up. The charging animal staggered, but its vast size and momentum seemed to have made it invulnerable. The arched roof of the cave was 30 or 40 feet high. When the grizzly reared up on its hind legs, it looked to Ryan as though its head were scraping the raw stone. Her front paws flailed at the air. Ryan dropped the Sig Sauer and instantly leveled the rifle, aiming below the creature's jaw, knowing from the angle that the 7.62mm full metal jacket round should penetrate upward into the brain pan. As he sighted, a nanosecond before squeezing the trigger, he saw an odd thing. A bullet from one of the others had hit the animal from the side and traveled through the upper bones of its skull, bursting the grizzly's left eye as it exited. Ryan worked the bolt action with a fluid ease, snapping off a second bullet into the target area of the throat. Then she was over him. One paw knocked the Steyr spinning from his hands, nearly dislocating his thumb and forefinger. Ryan tried to dodge clear of the now toppling giant, but there was simply nowhere to run. It crashed down from its full height, smothering Ryan, sending him backward, the rear of his head striking a rounded boulder.